Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, after this weekend and the very troubling news of the former papal nuncio's letter, in which he basically makes the claim that the homosexual network is operating and in some ways governing much of what happens in the church, it's hard to simply not talk about that. However, the liturgy today celebrates a great mother, Saint Monica. We know that the church is mother, and mothers have children in the church. We're all children of the church. So hopefully we can tie together this news. So something of immediate import that's happening today with the perennial truth of the church's holiness and of the lessons that we have in the examples of the saints. Saint Monica was the mother of the great bishop and doctor Augustine, who we hear of frequently in the breviary. For instance, many of the readings from the Office of Readings are taken from the writings of Saint Augustine. Saint Monica was his mother. Now, Saint Augustine had a great conversion, but it didn't happen immediately. In fact, his conversion basically took 34 years. He was born, his father, St. Monica's husband, was a pagan, at least until shortly before his death, when St. Monica was a Christian. She was born of Christian parents. She married a pagan. They had a child, Augustine. But for a long time, St. Monica was alone. She was, in her family, the only Christian. She prayed, sacrificed, cried many tears for the conversion of her husband and her son. St. Augustine, for many years, followed more the path of his father in terms of religious practice, was a pagan. Then he joined a sect called the Manichaeans, and studied philosophy. He became a great orator. All the while, however, he did not know God. But through the tears and prayers and perseverance of Saint Monica in praying for his conversion, he eventually, in pursuit of the truth, found it in God. And he left us with a famous saying that until we do not rest, O God, until we rest in you. And God did not allow him to rest, and his mother, Monica, did not rest in praying for him. So she prayed and prayed and prayed. Eventually, her husband was converted, and then finally her son, at the age of 34, and after all of this worldly formation and following a false religion, eventually then he too embraced the truth and, as I said, went on to become a bishop and one of the greatest teachers that the church has ever had. So it's in that context then, which is comforting, which is reassuring, that we can also consider what is happening right now in the church. And this is going to be, I hope, something that is discussed, that is the subject of discussion, not our disgust. Hopefully this is an act that will have due consequences. As I say, Archbishop Vigano, who published this letter, is not some mere priest, is not some mere bishop. He was the papal nuncio to the United States for 5 years, from 2011 to 2016. So he knows what he speaks of. He had the inside information that the Pope's own representative is going to have, basically all of the pertinent information of what was happening in the church in those years, he should have been aware of. And in fact, he spells out very clearly everything he knew and efforts that he made to bring it to the attention of his superiors. And his letter of 11 pages is quite thorough and paints a picture of cover-up, which is the very thing that started this whole new wave of revelations, accusations, and denials. So the church is not going to pass through this quickly or easily. As I say already, there are denials. People who either knew or should have known claim not to have known what was going on. Incredible denials. And what would seem to be incredible claims being made against a network of men in the church who either were abusers themselves or cooperators, in as much as they granted silence to the offenders or the alleged offenders. In any case, this can't be dropped, and I don't think what Archbishop Vigano is asking is that those bishops and priests who knew and did nothing resign, and his accusations go up to the very top of the church. And his accusations, as I say, are not ones that can easily be dismissed as the rantings of a madman, but are the sworn testimony of a man who was the Pope's own representative in the United States for 5 years in recent times. So Archbishop Vigano is asking not only that they resign, but that the faithful, first of all, he says, the faithful have a right to know the truth, and he's asking the faithful not to simply take a passive stance, but to demand to know the truth and to demand transparency. And I think these are all fair claims. Cardinal Burke has commented. He's another, in my opinion, trustworthy and proven faithful son of the church who acts not in his self-interest, because he's suffered many negative consequences of his courageous requests for clarity. But Cardinal Burke also recommends that every allegation in Archbishop Vigano's letter be thoroughly examined. And I think this is only fair and right. So, brothers and sisters, this conspiracy that Archbishop Vigano exposes in his letter, or claims, in any case, is one that has operated more or less with impunity for decades now. And so it may take quite some time and a great deal of prayer before the church is able to correctly own up to the truth, whatever it is, and make it right. So it's fortunate today that we have this, the example of Saint Monica, who for many, many years cried and prayed, persevered, trusted, and eventually won the conversion of her husband and son. And her son went on to be this great doctor and bishop of the church, who tells us that until we rest in God, we cannot rest. So brothers and sisters, until the church again is restored, at least purified of this particular evil of a homosexual network of predators and their enablers. Let us, like Saint Monica, persevere in prayer, and like Saint Augustine, seek the truth and not rest until we're in possession of it, and that truth that will, as our Lord told us, make us free. May Saint Monica intercede for us, may Saint Augustine intercede for us, and above all, may the Mother of the Church, our Blessed Mother Mary, intercede for us, that we may know and speak the truth in charity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.